Trevor Noah is here. Trevor Noah, Afraid of the Dark. It premieres on Netflix tomorrow.
Barack Obama, when he'd step out of Air Force One, he'd emerge like he was stepping out of the plane and into a music video.
I had the pleasure of going to taping on Thursday of the Trevor Noah Show.
I was
a guest of Roy Wood Jr. Anybody see his special that came on Comedy Central last night?
Yo, Roy Wood special was fire.
Yeah, it was good, huh? I bet it was.
Yeah,
that's my man.
He's one of
you got a good guy in Roy Wood Jr. Good selection, man. Good selection. Hey,
yep. Wait, let me ask Tom Joyner a question. Tom, you watched Trevor work. What was most impressive about that hour?
It was between segments. You know, between segments, he's talking to the audience, and he's saying the same thing, same kind of things, political things, to the audience without a teleprompter, and you wouldn't know it if you didn't know it. And that is a fine-tuned machine.
Unlike Trump's cotton gin. Hey, Trevor, how many hours do you put in a day? What time do you get there in the morning?
I start my day before I get into the office. So I start, you know, watching the news, reading everything, putting it all together from about 7 a.m. And then I'll be done at like 8 p.m. every night, you know. So we try to make it work as much as possible.
How do you wind down? What do you do to relax, to have fun?
Marijuana.
I go on the. Arsenio giving my secrets away. No, I go on the road. I go on the road on weekends. You know, try and get out there. Like I was in Boston this weekend, and then next weekend I'll go out to Stanford. So I just try and get out to as many places as possible. Because stand up, you know, Arsenio, you know what I mean. It's a relief. It's a different experience altogether. You know.
So you don't watch the Real Housewives like the rest of us do to relax, huh? That's not part of your.
You watch that show to relax?
Yeah. mindless entertainment is rare, and that's as mindless as you can get.
You know what's funny is now shows like that have become more political than the real politics now. So, I mean.
That's funny.
Yeah. Trevor, if you were given a chance to interview Trump, what would be your first question?
Ooh.
What would be my first question would be, okay, you proved your point. How much can we pay you to quit? No, because you know he has a number, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
You know he has a number. If America said, hey, man, he has like $20 billion or something, he'd be like, okay, I'm out.
Hey, Trev, just let me kiss your ass a couple more times before this interview is over. I'm such a huge fan. When I can't watch you on TV, I listen to The Daily Show on Comedy Central Radio. You can listen to Sirius XM Radio and hear the show at night. Did you know that? You know that.
Man, you kind of, Senio. That's what you are, man.
When I'm going to clubs at night, I listen. I listen to you on the freeway.
One of my heroes telling me he listens to my show on the radio. Like, that's too kind. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, when I'm out hitting the clubs at night. Okay, but I wanted to ask you about the book, too. Born a Crime. Great book.
Yeah.
What's your favorite story in that book?
What is my favorite story? Wow. Oh, that's a tough. No one's ever asked me that question. That is a tough one.
It's a good book.
I would have to say it's probably the story of me taking a dump in my grandmother's living room.
Say what?
In the living
room?
You know
what? Okay, let me clarify that. We didn't actually have a living room, so it's just taking a dump in the house, like on the floor. What happened was we didn't have a toilet indoors, so I had to make a move, and the move was in the house. And it's a lot more eloquent in the book, but that's basically what happened. You know, and I was a little kid at the time. Don't be judging me like I was an adult. I was
21,
like,
22.
Like,
and you and your grandma allowed you to live?
Well, she doesn't know about it. I wrote about it for the first time in the book. Nobody knew the story until I wrote the book.
Oh.
Hey, a quick question about the correspondence dinner this year. Should comics rush to it, or should we protest?
You know what? Comedians protest with their material. That's exactly what comedians do. We protest with our words. You know, we can protest physically as well, but when it comes to the correspondence dinner, I feel like, why would you pass up that opportunity? You know, like if a comedian gets an opportunity to host it. I've been saying from the beginning, if I get an opportunity to go and roast Trump to his face, why would you not take that opportunity?
Have they been in touch with you?
Oh, no, they would never be. They wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole. Would you be in touch with me? Can you imagine Trump inviting a black immigrant
to
his White House Correspondents' Dinner?
It's the White House correspondents that are inviting you.
But doesn't Trump have to approve?
Trump has to approve everything.
No.
He doesn't?
That would be the beauty of it.
Oh, Trump would not let that happen. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Who is he going to get to host it? Because pretty much everyone with a sense of humor hates him.
Steve Harvey. Trevor Noah.